Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, what's going on this Worship Wednesday? It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, along with Rob G. Rob Guerra, our able-bodied producer, filling in for Chris Broussard.
Most backhanded compliment in sports radio history.
What, able-bodied?
Able-bodied. Yeah, he's capable of sitting in a chair and talking for 3 hours.
Hey, I could say worse, but I won't
You really
do that.
Could, actually. So I appreciate that, Rob.
Well, and let's say this. Don't forget, I do get to pick who I work with. All right?
Okay. In that case, Rob Parker, the greatest man to ever grace sports.
Okay, here we go. Let's not forget that. And so Rob G is sitting in. And again, we continue to send our prayers out to Chris and his family. Just taking care of some family business and matters. So, our thoughts are still with Chris, obviously.
Of course. Rob G? Absolutely. No, we can't wait to have him back.
No doubt about it. It is a Worship Wednesday, and Rob G, how are you today? I guess you got a home improvement thing going on at the crib, right?
Oh, yeah, man. My bathroom was literally falling apart. I'm talking about the cabinet door fell off the vanity. The tile, my daughter walked in, who's 2 years old, handed me a tile in the bedroom one day. I was like, you know what? We gotta do something about this. So I'm knee deep in a bathroom remodel right now, and things are... You know, Rob, you know how it is. It's a little crazy around the Guerra household right now.
Right. I need to get that done to my apartment in New York. I need to do some repairs and some stuff, but we'll see about that. All right. We got a great show. We're going to talk with Mike Keller from Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game. He has a show, Heller and Davis. We'll get more on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers in that scenario. Also, Eddie House, our buddy, of course, the NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We'll talk to him in hour number two. And Adam Kaplan, the Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. He's coming up in hour number three. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Alex is our engineer as usual. Alex, how are you today? Good.
Rob, you know, there's one thing I love about you, and it's that you don't have to label me as somebody that's a certain type of diet. You just love me for me, Rob. Thank you.
That's it. I don't have to throw that out there. Alex is the engineer. That's all.
The able-bodied engineer. No. Alex Dyson.
<That's right. laughs> And Ralph Irvin, right? Is that who I heard doing the update? Yes. Ralph will keep us updated throughout the program. So we can expect those updates from Ralph. Let's get kicking and get started, Rob G. The Packers. So obviously, I mean, they're 7-2. Remember, they ran off 7 wins in a row after the stinker in the opener when the Saints had to play down. Where'd they play? In Jacksonville? It was in Florida.
Yeah, it was the neutral side game in Jacksonville.
And I don't know. The Packers just didn't show up. I mean, you remember. It was awful. Aaron Rodgers had 2 picks and no touchdowns. It was bench for Jordan Love.
One of them in the red zone, which he hadn't done like in 5 years before.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, yeah, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. Am I right?
Like,
you can say a lot of things about him. He seldom, every once in a while, you know, will have a pick or two, and that'll be about it. But most of the time, he's pretty clean and doesn't do that. And you were right. Last year, they had the best red zone offense in like 20 years in the NBA.
Crazy.
As far as red zone efficiency.
Right.
Like crazy. But the big story isn't just Aaron Rodgers could be back, and it looks like he's going to play on Sunday against Seattle. But OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., cleared waivers. And for people who don't understand the language, the bad teams going from the worst team all the way to the first can pick him from off of waivers, but you got to pick up his contract or whatever is attached to him. So all the teams passed on him. They don't want to pick up that contract, right, Rob G? There's
yeah,
2 years
and,
left.
And Cleveland put a lot of provisions when they released him that said, you know, if you pick him up, you got a per-game bonus, you got this bonus. And they're like, well, not only is it a huge cap number, but I also got to pay this guy, you know, double whatever his normal salary would be because of all these bonuses they put in there.
Exactly. So no one was going to touch that contract. But now he's a free agent. Now that he cleared waivers, he can pick and choose. He's going to get paid already from the Browns, and then teams can offer him money on top of it. So there's three teams out there that have emerged, right? It's the Kansas City Chiefs, the Saints, he's from Louisiana, and the Packers. There was some talk about Seattle, Rob G. I think that's cooled down, right?
So far, latest reports coming out of ESPN on Wednesday was that it had been narrowed down to those three teams. And we also heard a little bit about the Patriots trying to get involved, but I just don't see that happening either.
Yeah, and he wants to play for a team that has a shot to win. It's been some bad road for him between the Giants and the, you know, bad Eli Manning years at the end.
Yeah, one playoff game in his career.
Yeah, see, so he wants to be in the playoffs. He wants to be on the big stage. But the Packers reportedly have made an offer, and they offered him the veterans minimum to play for the Packers. And right away, Rob G's panties got into a bunch because he's like, here we go, same old Packers. Why don't they go over the top? Why don't they just say, we want them and we're going to pay whatever and who cares? You know the Packers just don't operate that. And Rob G, I think it's because they don't have true ownership. I really do.
Right.
Because if there's one guy, do you know what I mean? I think the Packers would have been different the last... They're run, they're publicly held, and it's run by a chairman and a committee. So it ain't go get OBJ no matter what it costs us.
Right. This isn't Jerry Jones saying, I will not have it. I don't care what you have to do. Get me Deion Sanders.
Exactly.
Not that.
It's not that. So the Packers haven't been that way. I remember a few years ago, I was astonished. They had every player on their roster. Rob G, this is a fact, was drafted by the Packers except for one guy. Can you believe
that? Wild.
That's unbelievable.
In today's day and age of the NFL and free agency and people changing teams, that is crazy.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember the exact year, but I remember reading that and looking at the roster. They had drafted everybody except for one guy. And that's like the Packer way. You know, they've always been into that. Even though they haven't always gotten Aaron Rodgers' help. But anyway, here's help, but they don't make the big splash. So now OBJ is going to consider it. He hasn't snapped to a decision. He could have easily picked a team today and said, okay, I heard all the offers. Let's go. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to practice. I'm ready to get my uniform on. But it didn't happen. And let's hear from Davante Adams, the star Packer wide receiver who was all world last year and still playing well this year. And he's been on the Packers for a while, and he's not expecting a big box under the Christmas tree. Can I say that?
A couple weeks ago with the Gilmore stuff, you said you've learned not to get your hopes up over that stuff around here. Where is your hope level with the Odell stuff right now?
Yeah, I learned my lesson with that, but they're up pretty high. I'm not going to lie. Hopes are up. They're pretty high. Been talking to him a little bit, so we'll see what happens. But like I've said previously, I don't expect anything to happen. But if it does, that'd be great.
All right, Rob G, I'm gonna give you the floor.
You know what, Rob? We got a few minutes. I don't even need all a few minutes to get my point across. Look, this is the same old Green Bay Packers. To your point, a couple years ago, they had an entire roster of homegrown players, and that does not work in today's NFL when guys.
What was that true? Was that a couple of years ago? Oh, you mean the years I was talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
you know, you can't have a situation where you're only banking on drafting and develop. That will get you so far, provided you got the right quarterback. And thankfully for them, for like 2.5 decades, they've had the right quarterbacks with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. But Green Bay coming into this season with the whole Aaron Rodgers fiasco and is he going to retire? Is he going to come back? Is he going to get traded? When he decided that he was going to return to Green Bay, the clock was ticking. It didn't help matters either that Davante Adams, who is led their team in every single receiving category for like five straight years now because they have nobody else opposite of him, he had his contract come up this offseason or to extend it, and they broke off talks because they couldn't agree to a deal. So when both of those guys, before the season started, put out on their Instagram, hey, this is the last dance. This is our going out party.
They were talking about Jordan's documentary. That's what they were talking about, watching fans. It together. Right.
They got thoughts on Scottie Pippen, which we'll get to later.
Yes.
But both of those guys know, they see the writing on the wall. Look, in all likelihood, this is our last season together. Either one of us or both of us is going to be gone. So if you're Green Bay and you know that your best chance to win a Super Bowl probably – conservatively, what, the next 10 years? Because Jordan Love didn't look to be that guy, and I don't know if you can just replace Davante Adams if he leaves. Why would you not go all in? Why would you not say, you know what, we'll move things around, we'll convert this left tackle into a roster bonus so we can offer Odell, you know, $2 million instead of $1 or $3 million instead of $2, whatever the offer is. Whatever it takes to get him on your roster, because you know that this could be the last chance you have to make a Super Bowl run for the next 10 years.
All right. I mean, that's a fair argument, but I got one. A, I don't think that a receiver is a pressing need for the Green Bay Packers. I would take some more defensive players just to shore it up. I would do a lot of things. They run the ball well. You want some offensive linemen help. I don't know. Like I don't think wide receiver. They got a nice crew. Would you admit that? I'm not saying it's
OBJ. I think they got Davante Adams, who is the best receiver in football.
Look, Lazar is pretty good, and Scantling is a good player as well. I mean, I know they're not. It's not the best trio.
It's an understatement,
right? But I don't think it's a bad trio. And when you have a great quarterback, here's the other part. How much does he want to come in and win and stop playing for also-ran quarterbacks? What does it mean to OBJ to go to a storied franchise to play with an all-world, the best quarterback I've ever seen, skill set?
Agreed.
I'm not talking about, right? I'm not talking about accomplishment.
I
right,
agree.
Rob G?
Totally.
Seriously,
agree.
Skill set.
I've never seen anyone play the position better than him.
Nobody. And people could pick all the other guys, John Elway and Dan Marino, all that other stuff. No, Aaron Rodgers has touch. He has a strong arm. He can run for a first down. His accuracy, he has the best touchdown to interception ratio in the history of the NFL.
Best quarterback rating in the history of the NFL.
Yes. What doesn't he have? Okay, so skill set wise. So if you're Odell and you want to reestablish yourself in the league and make a name for yourself, can you imagine him going to Green Bay and making a big play or getting a couple of big touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers and being maybe a difference maker? And people going, OBJ went to Green Bay. The Packers have been to the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. Couldn't get over the hump. They got OBJ, and guess what? They're in the Super Bowl. Would that be worth it rather than waiting around for another $1 million or whatever for your ego? I think that the Packers broke ranks from what they normally do, Rob G, by even offering them a contract.
Yeah, no
right?
kidding.
Could you admit that?
That is true.
They don't normally, they'd be like, no, we're good.
No, we're sitting this one out. You know,
yes.
It's midway through the season. We like our room. We're not going to jeopardize that.
For the Packers to even offer him a deal says a lot. He comes with a lot of baggage. So that's where I'm at. I think it was great that they made an offer. And I think if OBJ is smart and looks at the situations that, you know, are there, Kansas City's struggling right now. With Mahomes and
New Orleans doesn't have a quarterback.
New Orleans doesn't have a quarterback, so New Orleans should be out unless you just want to go home and wear that uniform. The only place to me is the best is you finally get to work with the best quarterback in the league and then having Davante Adams on the other side. Who are you leaving open, Rob G?
I'll tell you what, I'm double teaming both of them and saying I'm daring you to run the ball.
Okay, well, there you go. So, I'm good with it. I really am. But here it is. Rob G doesn't believe so. So let's hear from you. 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. Did the Packers make a mistake not pushing all in on OBJ? Is this just the same old Packers franchise? We'll continue that conversation next with you. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Guerra in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Rob G in for Chris Broussard.
Give me some soul, Rob Parker.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at church, Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church.
I'll put money in the bowl for that, Rob.
There you go. I'm usually taking a couple dollars out. I'm trying to break a big bill, though.
I heard Rob donates more than everybody else because he feels bad about what he did the night before.
Yes. They're going to get money out of
me. Looking like Eddie Murphy and Coming to America.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
And they keep asking me why I'm always putting singles in. But that's another story. 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. And talking about the Packers, Rob G saying it's the typical cheapo Green Bay Packers. They could have just said, hey, OBJ, we love you. We want you. Here's some loot. Let's make this happen. They made an offer, so that was different, but it was just the veterans minimum. We want to hear from you. Did they make a mistake? 877-99 on Fox.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to hear what the callers got to say about this one. So let's get it started. Ed is in Orlando. Ed, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Ed?
Hey, what's up, Robin, Rob G?
What's up, man?
How you?
Good. I was going to say, you guys put it so eloquently why OBJ should be thinking strong and hard about the joining the Packers. But one thing that gets to me, how is OBJ going to contemplate going to the Saints? No QB.
Right.
That just screams mediocrity. And it feels like OBJ wants to be the guy with the stats instead of just focusing on having a real opportunity at being a Super Bowl champion. And I know he mentioned Sean Payton, but Sean Payton isn't going to be throwing the ball to him.
Right. I agree. If this was the end of your career and you wanted to play for your home state team, you know, he's from Louisiana. Like I could get that, Ed and Rob G. You know what I mean? Like, if this is the end. But, man, you have a chance to go. You're still young, and you haven't been healthy. So if you can get healthy, finish strong with the Packers, they make a run, they get to the Super Bowl this year or something, or win it, I think people feel better about him, and he becomes the missing piece.
Right. I mean, it's not a stretch, I don't think, to say that he could be like a Randy Moss 2.0.
Right.
Whereas, like, as soon as he got
Randy
with
Moss
an elite quarterback, he's still good.
He left the Raiders, everybody said he doesn't run his routes. He stops.
He's washed up. All he cares about is his numbers. Oh, wait, no. You get him with Tom Brady, and they want to feature him in their offense. Oh, yeah, he just sets the record for touchdown receptions.
It was ridiculous.
All right, let's keep it moving. My guy, Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Sean?
My uncle from another mother, me primo from another mother, man. How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
Man.
Hey, big A behind the boards. I ain't forget about you, too.
Hey, what's
baby.
Gucci?
Yes, we're doing great, man. I'm going to be there in about 10 days. I'm going to that Kings game on that Saturday night. We're going to do some wings.
Get your singles ready, Sean.
That's right.
Hey, I know you were talking about missionary church, Rob, but there's going to be a whole different kind of missionary going on.
Oh, there we go.
Brother.
Oh,
not on a Worship Wednesday, Sean.
There you go.
Lillian!
What you
so
got?
So real quick, fellas, before I get y'all kicked off the air, man, hey, they knew what they was doing in Green Bay, Rob. You know about it, man. When's the last time this man has had over 6 touchdowns in a season, healthy or injured, man? He's washed. He's lucky he even got offered a vet minimum, man. If he was smart, he would have did the same thing that AB's doing right now. Take whatever they're going to give you, because if you're really about winning, The money doesn't matter, man. You're about that ship, and that was the best shot he's gonna get. That veteran minimum contract with Green Bay, because that's the best team on the market for him right now. KC's not going anywhere. Neither is New Orleans. It's on him, not on Green Bay, man.
Right. Oh, I agree. I think that he's the one that's got to make that decision and try to figure it out and not be, you know, looked at like, oh, well, he went to New Orleans because they offered him more money. I know Michael Thomas is out, Rob G, but who's the quarterback? Did you see them struggle last week? I was at that game. They struggled, and then Atlanta, of course, typical fashion, gave it up at the end, but then wound up kicking a field goal to finally win it. But they were struggling.
Yeah, if you were to pick any of those teams, you know, New Orleans would clearly be the one where it's about stats and not winning. That's the only. You could make a case for the other three, but definitely not New Orleans. All right, last one, very quickly before we get to trending. T is in Michigan. T, you're on the Odd Couple. What's up, T?
What's going on, guys?
How you?
I'm good. Yeah, guys, I like to pick the Packers, but I got to say, man, I like to help out the brothers. They need to go ahead and put him on the Baltimore Ravens.
But I don't think they're in the running. There's only I hear you if he went to the Ravens, but I don't think they were in the mix, right, Rob G?
Right.
The only teams we've heard.
No, they're not in it.
They're not in the mix, so.
Well, if they're going to sign him for the veteran, if he's going to take the vet minimum, I'm pretty sure Baltimore can dish out the vet minimum, right?
I don't know why. They don't seem to be interested. So I don't know if it's
– Yeah, it's kind of narrowed down to three teams, unless you want to count Seattle and New England, because they're trying to get involved, but it seems like OBJ only has eyes for the Packers, Saints, and the Chiefs.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're going to an update, but first we'll dive in deeper with Mike Keller from Fox Sports Radio Milwaukee. He joins us next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Worship Wednesday, let's welcome in Mike Keller, one of our favorite people, who is the co-host of Keller and Davis weekdays on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Mike, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, my man Rob Parker and my other man Rob G.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Yes,
buddy?
Sir. We are all here on this Worship Wednesday. Mike, Rob G's got a problem with the Packers offering the veteran minimum, and I'm saying, like I'm shocked they made an offer, and I think OBJ needs the Packers. If he goes to Green Bay, plays with an all-time great quarterback and lights it up or does something, they win a Super Bowl, get to the Super Bowl, he'll be considered an X factor that got them over, and people will think about him in a totally different light. If he goes to the Saints with no quarterback and doesn't perform, it might be the end of the line for him.
Yeah, there's only one landing place, and I'm a little disappointed in Rob G. I'll let him defend himself. But
all right.
I'm a little disappointed. This isn't – you said it right, Rob Parker. This is not about the Packers. This is about OBJ. OBJ needs to set his pride. His pride can play in the offseason, and his pride can go to the bank in the offseason if he sets that aside, goes to the best quarterback in the NFL, and plays the two – to Devontae Adams, the one, and has a good December and January, and they play in February, he can take his pride to the bank in the offseason. This is a rental. He's made his money for this year from Cleveland. Go ahead and take that money and then take what Green Bay gives him as a veteran minimum, prorated for the remainder of the year, and go get it done. Get yourself deep into the playoffs. Maybe get to a Super Bowl. Be that X factor that you're talking about. That's what he needs to do. And I hope he gets good counsel, good advice on this, because that's a career move for him.
Now, Mike, I totally agree with you and Rob when you guys say that the Packers are easily the best choice of the reported three that he's down to, with New Orleans, Kansas City, and Green Bay.
Right.
But my only pushback would be, you know, unless Green Bay is guaranteed that first round bye, all that matters is, hey, they got into the dance, and then we'll see what happens from there. I think Kansas City, because eventually I believe they're going to get it straight, they're going to get into the playoffs as well. So
why do you think that?
Because,
I know.
Because
I haven't seen the evidence of it.
Because I'm a Raider fan, I know the Raiders, you know, aren't very good historically, you know, the last 20 years or so. And I know that the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, are perpetually 8-8. So by default, I'm leaning towards Kansas City winning that division. But
wow. Yeah, I just haven't seen anything from Mahomes that would make me, as somebody who is counseling a talented wide receiver trying to resurrect and still make money, to go there. I mean, Mahomes can't get at the hill right now. So
because the way that they've changed the defense
that,
on him.
We're living in the past.
Right. He had 166 yards against the Packers. I mean, he didn't play well.
Right. No, and, okay, so here's
but
my
go
thing.
Go ahead. I don't want to
get
to a Mahomes.
So let's assume that they both teams get into the playoffs. I think New Orleans is going to get into the playoffs as well, but their quarterback situation makes it a non-starter. So if they're both going to be in there and they're both going to have a chance to make a run, wouldn't you think, if you're Green Bay, let's just take the guesswork out of it and offer him a little bit more, or maybe some extra incentives to ensure that we get him on this team?
I'll take it back here. I don't mind that concept, but I'll take it back here. If OBJ is going to play this about $300,000, $400,000 for the remainder of this year, then I don't want him. I don't want him. Listen, the previous caller, it's 4 or 5 years ago before the last time he caught more than 6 touchdown passes. There's something there, but I don't know how much is there. And listen, if I'm going to play business model on this and or just play the football side of it, I wouldn't pay him more than the veteran minimum. He's already made his money. If he wants to make it about the money, then I don't want to talk to him, because he's not doing it for the right reason.
Our guest is Mike Keller here on The Odd Couple. He is the co-host of Heller and Davis weekdays on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. And Mike, let's get here. Aaron Rodgers made a big mistake. Now, it's not about just not being vaccinated. It's the lie, the cover up, it's to throw out that he basically was vaccinated when he said, hey, you know, I'm not going to pass judgment on those guys who aren't, you know, like throwing, like he wasn't in that group. And I think that's what has hurt him more than anything, is that it'll be hard going forward to look at this guy and not think of him as telling stories or lying to you, whatever term you want to use. Because the other quarterbacks in the league, right? Lamar didn't get it. Who else didn't get it? The shot. Kirk Cousins didn't get it.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. They all did it, and you know they said their piece, and then people moved on. That's all he had to do. Why, Mike, do you think that he chose to go this route and then make a mess after he got caught?
Yeah, I think so. Two things to unpack there, Rob. One, he made a tactical error on August 26th when he was asked the question. He had decided he was going to say immunized. What I still don't have a clarification on, Rob, is they were appealing. He was appealing to the NFL to get vaccinated status, separately, even though he hadn't taken the vaccination. I don't know if he knew that if they had returned the verdict on that. Part two to that is he had decided he was going to say immunized, and I think he misread the room. Aaron has always kind of played that smartest guy in the room role.
Right.
And I think he tried to play it then, and it didn't backfire then. It backfired, you know, the first week in November. And then part two to that is he misread the room again last Friday going on McAfee, not to explain his decision-making, but some of it, the MLK reference, some of the Rogan probably didn't help him either.
Right.
And then, you know, it's a kind of a mea culpa yesterday where I'm sorry if I misled. Now, we all know that I'm sorry if I offended is not really an apology.
No, right. Just say that you, like, I'm sorry, I misled you. I misled, that's all you have to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not if. So I'm sorry I misled or deceived in my comments in August. I think in his world this is done. I don't think he skirted the rules. I think he misread the room in August with the wrong choice of words, and I think he misread the room again Friday on his initial deal with McAfee, because this is polarizing. This is far greater than any football decision. The vaccination concept is polarizing to the country. If you're on one side, fine. If you're on the other, it's not fine. And there's no middle. There's no gray area.
No.
There's no grace on vaccinations. And I think he didn't understand that. So now, hopefully, when he gets back to the field on Sunday, he's cleared on Saturday, plays on Sunday, he just wants to play the game again. I think he didn't understand the firestorm that would raise.
Mike, last one for me. One thing that we saw with Aaron Rodgers being out is we saw Jordan Love take the field for the first time. And he's clearly not ready to lead a team of this caliber, you know, at all.
It didn't look like it.
So do you think with what we saw last weekend from Jordan Love that this might inspire the Packers front office to maybe reconsider moving on from Aaron Rodgers after the season?
Maybe. You got to have a dance partner there. And it depends on if Rodgers has already last danced it, you know, like he and Devontae came out. If he hasn't, if he's open to the concept of redoing something, I think Green Bay would be open on their side of it. They've got a bunch of dilemma going on from a financial standpoint. I would differ only in this way on Jordan Love. For a rookie, and I think he's a rookie, some people say he's not, it's his second year, but he's a rookie. For a rookie making his first NFL start, and on the road, I think the plan was not very good. I think he was okay. Less than good, not bad.
Okay.
He was okay. If you wanted to compare that to a lot of rookies' first starts, I think he was okay. So they might tear this thing down after this year if they can't re-sign Devontae and Rodgers together. I don't know what they're going to have, and they might have to transition. But it takes two to tango on that, and If Rodgers is amenable to it, I would hope Green Bay would move in that direction, but I wouldn't guarantee it.
Yep. He looked like he was having fun this year. I mean, we saw the emotion when they won that game in San Francisco with 37 seconds, right? They go to the desert without their top three receivers, Mike. I mean, he looked fully engaged, all smiles, happy about the play and the team. So I'm with you. If he's up for it, if I'm Green Bay, I'm just going to ride him out for another 3 years. Remember, he sat his first 3 years in the league, so he's a young 37. You know, he doesn't have all those miles. But his name is Mike Heller, man. He's the best co-host of Heller and Davis weekdays on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. I'm coming to Milwaukee. I got to go to a Bucks game. I got to eat a brats, and I got to have a $2 beer with you, Mike, all right?
Let me know when you're in, and we'll gather, and I'll take care of all those things.
We're going to make it happen.
Mike.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks for the knowledge.
All right, boys.
Yep, thank you so much. All right, coming up next, call your bookies. That's right. We're headed to Shekel City next. It's the Odd Couple. Rob G in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you're trying to make some shekels in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Rob G in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And I love this by MC Hammer. I mean, come on, Rob G. Nobody was bigger than MC Hammer. Were you too young? Do you remember him?
It was just before my time where I could really appreciate what he was doing. But I did check out the VH1 movie about him, and I went back and listened to his music later. So I felt like I was there.
Yeah, no, and the big balloon pants or whatever. Those
parachute pants.
He was a big deal, man. He was a bat boy for the Oakland A's. Did you know that?
I did. I did know that.
He was into baseball, played baseball as well. But, all right, you know what it's time for? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Shekel City is not sponsored yet by Caesars Sportsbook, but Rob G, it will be.
That's right.
No doubt about it. I've been doing pretty well. Like, if you picked 8 out of 12 games, would you be happy with that, Rob G? 8 out of 12?
I'd be very happy making some shekels like that.
I know, but the only problem is when I parlay all three, you know, I don't always win because I always miss out on one game. The Steelers the other night screwed me. You remember they were up 20-6?
Yep.
I was like, oh, that's in the bag. But anyway, so tonight, we're going for a hat trick. I need all three games. The Bucks are at the Knicks. I got the Bucks +4 over the Knicks. Knicks are playing well. The Bucks beat Philadelphia, right, yesterday?
Yes, sir.
So it's a back-to-back. The Bucks aren't favorite. The Knicks are. I'm going to take the Bucks +4. The Pistons against the Rockets in Houston. Both teams have only one win. Terrible. I just think the Pistons are due a win. It's not based off of anything. So I'm going to take the Pistons +3.
And America, this bet was made before the show started because right now the Pistons are up 11-2 on ESPN.
Are they really?
Yes, sir.
Very nice. This was. You know that. We put it out on social media, right, Rob
G? That's right.
An hour or so before we even get started on the show. And later on tonight, Kings at the Spurs. I think that's a pick 'em game. I'm just going to take the Spurs at home. So there you go, Shekel City. I'm not telling you who to bet on, but I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Rob G., let's segue from that to Adam Schefter is in hot water again.
and I
want to say this. You know, I've been doing journalism for 35 years. It's the only thing I ever wanted to be. I was a kid, 9 years old growing up, and I wanted to be a sports writer. That's what nothing else. I never wanted to do any other job. Isn't that unique?
Except like, write sitcoms.
Well, sitcom. That wasn't at 9 years old. I didn't know what a sitcom was. You know what I mean? Like, but I wanted to be a sports writer at 9. And my point is, I take journalism very seriously. I really do. And Adam Schefter did something last night that just...
Again.
Again, because we had the other incident with the Washington football team where he was sending his copy to the general manager. I just forgot his name.
To Bruce Allen.
Bruce Allen, the general manager, and asking him, called him Mr. Editor, for him to edit his copy, which you don't do that. That's called a press release. Some people tried to take up for Adam, and Adam eventually had to apologize on ESPN. That's not how you do journalism. That's called a press release. And then this, Rob, you want to explain what went down, and then he just had a comment on SportsCenter.
Right. So it's been reported now, we know, that Dalvin Cook and a female acquaintance are in the middle of a dispute. She's filed a lawsuit against him, battery and assault. Well, before that story broke yesterday, Adam Schefter puts out this tweet. No context, no story, just says, quote, Vikings running back Dalvin Cook is the victim of domestic abuse and extortion. There is pending litigation, according to his agent.
Did you hear that word victim?
Yep.
Dude, really?
Now again, we're not going to decide if he's guilty or not because there's two sides to the story. We'll let it play out.
Right.
But we found out an hour after that tweet came out that whether he's the victim, we don't know. But the lawsuit is alleging that he's the one who assaulted and battered this young woman. So obviously, this is another situation of Adam Schefter carrying water for an exec, or in this case, an agent, to put the spin out on his guy's behalf. And it got so bad, obviously, he took a blowback from a lot of people, including, you know, people like Rob Parker. So he actually had to put a statement out earlier tonight on SportsCenter. This is what he said, quote, in a case like this, it's important to reach out to all sides for information and comment. When I got the information the other night, I didn't do that. I could have done a better job reaching out to the other people, especially on a story as sensitive and as significant as this.
You can't take sides.
Exactly.
You didn't know what happened, and you called Dalvin Cook a victim. How? You know he's a victim for sure?
It's because his agent gave him a good information a few years back on Dalvin Cook. So, hey, let me do you a solid.
Exactly. And this is where you can't get in bed with everybody, and you got to be very careful. That is a bad mistake journalistically. It just is. I'm not the journalism police, but that's a bad mistake. All right, hour number two, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We're talking about Rob G's favorite quarterback, Tom Brady. Can't stand the guy. Stick and stay.
America!